In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, as I said, today is the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. The cross is such a familiar symbol in our society that we can easily take it for granted. We see crosses everywhere, in our churches and schools, on our buildings and monuments. We have crosses on our rosaries. We say the Stations of the Cross. We sing about the cross. We wear crosses as necklaces and other kinds of jewelry. The cross is the symbol of our faith, but it is also a normal part of our everyday life. It is certainly neither shocking nor surprising to us. But in the Roman Empire, the cross was the method of public execution for those criminals who were not Roman citizens. It was like the electric chair or the firing squad in our own society. It was a symbol of crime, of disgrace, and of failure. Now, if I suggested that you should wear a small silver electric chair around your neck, or that we should go to the chapel and say the Stations of the firing squad, you would look at me as though I were a lunatic and say I'm being deliberately absurd. And so I am. But perhaps those images give us some idea of what St. Paul meant when, in his first letter to the Corinthians, he called the cross a stumbling block to the Jews and a folly to the Gentiles. It was difficult for people in the Roman Empire to accept Jesus, who had died with two outlaws, as their God and Savior. And it is still difficult for us today. We do not want a God who has suffered, and who asks us in our turn, in our own small way, to suffer also. We want a God who will give us all the good things on earth and all the good things in heaven too, without us ever having to work for them. We do not want a God who forgives us our sins and tells us to repent. We prefer a God who tells us there is no such thing as sin, and that repentance is only for morbid minds, because there are only mistakes, not sins, and thus there is nothing to repent for. We want a God who is non-judgmental, who will flatter us and lie to us and tell us what we want to hear. And if he does not do so, we crucify him. This is one dimension of what the cross means. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son into the world that the world might be saved through him. But the world did not accept him. The world preferred darkness to light, falsehood to truth, and it crucified the Son of God, killing him like a common criminal. But that is only the beginning of the story of the cross. For sin and death could not hold God. Jesus rose again and offers to those who believe in him a place in his kingdom of everlasting life and eternal love. He transformed the cross from a symbol of death, disgrace, and failure into a symbol of salvation, of hope and happiness, peace and reconciliation. For this is how God loved the world. He gave us his only begotten Son, so that all who believe in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. And the face that looks down upon us from the cross is not that of a murderer or thief, but of our God who created us and who loves us more fully, more deeply, and more beautifully than we can ever imagine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.